Praise the Lord. Amen. Turn with me, Revelation chapter 19, verse number 1, just one verse of scripture. Amen. Revelation 19, verse number 1. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Amen. It's going to happen. Amen. Here it is. Revelation tells us. Can you say the word hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Say it one more time a little louder. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I love you. I worship you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, God, here today. I pray you would touch us and, God, anoint my words that I would, God, even convey, Lord, this message. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Someone was recently talking to me as we were going around riding in my truck together. And they were telling me how that I've got this song. They went to conference, or I forget where they got the song, but the song we sang today, Raise a Hallelujah. Amen. He said that jingle, that song, that tune, those words just keep ringing in my mind. And I didn't expound on it at that time, but I go, well, that's a good thing. You know, that, you know, you're thinking about the things of God. You're thinking about worship, and, you know, you're thinking about the kingdom of Christ. Amen. So today my topic is hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's a simple word, but it has great meaning. Amen. The word hallelujah, it is a compound Hebrew word. Hallel, meaning praise. And Yah, a shortened form of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah literally means praise the Lord. Someone say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not a word that's to be taken lightly. It has great meaning. Halal is not a quiet acknowledgement of God. It's not meant to say, hallelujah. Could you even hear that?
Yes.
Barely. I barely said it. It's not meant to be a whisper. Amen. It's meant to be a praise. It's meant to say out loud. Amen. It is an overflowing, exuberant, joyful, public praise.
Yes.
It implies concerning God's greatness in comparison to all else and responding with undivided exaltation. Amen. It's putting God above every other thing.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you what several Hebrew lexicons, if you were to do a study on this word and look it up in the lexicon, what it would say about this word. The Brown Driver Briggs Hebrew lexicon defines halal as to shine, to flash forth light, to boast, to praise, to celebrate. Amen. The Strong's Concordance defines halal to be boastful, to rave, to celebrate, to commend, to glory, to shine. The Hebrew scholars describe halal as exuberant praise. It's not a whisper. It's not a whisper. The word carries a sense of boasting about, glorying in, or celebrating God. It is not a restraint. It requires visible and vocal exaltation. Hallelujah. Someone say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. In Psalms, it refers to it often Psalms 106, verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Anybody know God is good? Amen. I do. I know God is good. Amen. Psalm 111 and verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. What better place is there to praise the Lord than where you're sitting right now? Praise the Lord. This is the place. This is the time to praise ye the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Should be the reason we come to the house of God. Someone shakes your hand and says, praise the Lord. You can say, that's why I came. Amen. I came to praise the Lord. It's the reason to come to the house of God. Some would say, well, I come for the fellowship. Wasted time. Now, there's fellowship at church. I see folks I love. I see folks I want to see. I choose to come here because I want to praise the Lord. Amen. If you come for any other reason than to praise the Lord, you've come for the wrong cause. Don't come for me. Don't come for the pastor. Come to praise the Lord. Come to praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, I come to see my friends. Well, I have friends in church. There are friends right here. I count you my friends. But my friend, you are not the reason I came to church today. I came to praise the Lord. Well, I'll have to say, it's not on me, but I really, really like the worship and praise team in our church. I think we got great musicians and singers. I think our church does a great job at worship and praising the Lord. I appreciate our music. But don't come to church for the music. That's not the reason to come. Come to praise the Lord. In fact, which I know the musicians are praising the Lord while they're playing. But if you're a musician and you're not praising the Lord, please stay off of our platform. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a place of praising the Lord. Amen. They're worship leaders, not worship followers. Amen. And you know what? You can lead worship from the pew. You don't have to wait for them to strike a chord. You don't have to wait for them to play a note or sing a song. You can worship the Lord from right where you are. Amen. If you've come for the music, you're wasting your time. Well, I'm the pastor. And I have responsibilities. I'm on the schedule to preach today. But preaching should not be the reason why I come to church. I shouldn't come to church because I have responsibilities as the pastor of this assembly. Seems like it'd be a good reason. But that's not the reason to come to church. The pastor needs to come to church to worship the Lord. I need to come to church to praise Jesus. Psalms 150 and verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord. What's that say? Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord is hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Amen. The atmosphere. When we come to church, we have an atmosphere of worship. It becomes a part of the firmament of our atmosphere. It's where we are, where we live. Amen. We've come. The reason that I hope you came today is to praise ye the Lord. Would you love Him with me? Lord, I love you. I praise you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. That song that we sang, songwriter Anthony Evans, he produced a saying, this titled song that we sang today, I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. David had enemies all around him, and God delivered him from everyone. You might feel like there's people against me all around me. You know what? God can deliver you from all of your enemies. Amen. I raise a hallelujah louder than my unbelief. Everybody starts out not believing. But you got to praise Jesus a little louder than your unbelief. Praise Jesus when you feel like it and when you don't. Praise Jesus because that's why you've come to church. Amen. Thank you very much. You come for the right reason. You come to praise the Lord. You've come for the right reason. When I raise a hallelujah, heaven comes to fight for me. You know what? We can't fight this battle all by ourselves. I don't want to fight this battle, live this life all by myself. I don't want to do it all on my own. I want to depend on God, my Savior, my glorious King, my all in all. I want to praise the Lord. When I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the storm. Anybody going through a storm? You don't have to raise your hand. But in your own mind, are you going through a storm? Are you going through something right now? Is there something in your life that you don't have an answer for? You're not sure what the outcome will be? Storms happen even in the life of a Christian. Adversaries come against even us. But Jesus is going to fight for me in the middle of my storm. I raise a hallelujah with everything inside of me. You know, you got to get to the place where, you know, you got to stop worrying about the things that haven't happened yet. You got to get to the place where everything that is inside you needs to be pointed at praising and worshiping the Almighty God. When you put everything inside of you and you choose to praise the Lord, you're getting your focus in the right place. If you've come to praise the Lord, you're in the right place. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of my misery. Anybody like misery? No. Anybody ever been in misery? Okay, yep. In the middle of your misery, you can still praise the Lord. Just because you don't feel good doesn't mean that you're free from praising God. Praise the Lord when you feel good and when you don't feel good. Praise the Lord when you want to and when you need to. Praise ye the Lord. I raise a hallelujah. Fear, you lost your hold on me. Anybody sing that today? It's in that song. If you're reading the words, you don't have, you will know that when you praise the Lord, you don't have to be afraid of what is yet to come. You know that God has everything in control. You know that God is going to see me through. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did you know that one of the most repeated directives, instructions in the Bible is hallelujah? Praise ye the Lord is often in Scripture. Praise the Lord is another term, another form. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Praise God! Praise Him! Etc. All those are forms of the same function. It's the same directive. Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. You'll find it in Scripture 28 times. Praise the Lord 33 times. Praise in all forms, all these different words together, 543 times. Other forms or phrasings of praise related to this phrase, hallelujah, 250 times. You add all them up, 854 times. Somebody say hallelujah. It's in Scripture a lot. It's all through Scripture. It said it over and over and over and over and over and over again. It says it over. So what's the big deal? What's the big deal about it being in the Bible so many times? Baptism is a core belief. Baptism is referenced 22 times in Scripture. Yet I believe in baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, I believe there's no other way we should be baptized. Only in the name of Jesus should baptism take place. It's a core tenet. It's a core belief. It's there 22 times. Apostles, we're apostolic. We believe what the apostles taught. It's mentioned 60 times in Scripture. I believe in being a part of the body of Christ, the church. We are the body of Christ, the church in this world here today. In Uncasville, Connecticut, we are the body of Christ. Church is there 80 times. Holy Ghost, you're not going to make it to heaven without the Holy Ghost. You need the presence and Spirit of God in your life. Amen. Holy Ghost is there 90 times. Repent, repentance, repented, all different forms, 90 times. Prayer, a basic tenet. There's people in our church that love to pray. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thankful for people who know how to pray. I want to pray. Pray is a core, is a core tenet, a core part of Scripture that we believe is true. 114 times. We're told over and over again to pray. Preach. I'm preaching right now. I believe in preaching. I'm a preacher. 166 times. Disciples, 273 times. One God, man, I am one God from my toenails to what's left of the hair on my head. These little stubs that are still there, they believe in one God. Amen. I mean, every single part of me, core, inside out, outside in, upside down, laying down, standing up, every part of me believes there's one God. It's a core belief. 320 times. It's in the Bible over and over again. Amen. But when you say hallelujah, all forms of that portion of word, of that praise the Lord, 854 times. Far more than all the other things. More than double the number of times that one God is mentioned in the Bible. It's a core teaching of Scripture. Praise ye the Lord. The psalmist David, the Bible's most expressive, prolific worshiper, I believe, is probably David. He was an exuberant worshiper. He wanted, he had a desire for, he lived to worship the Lord. David wrote in Psalms 106, verse number 1, praise ye the Lord. He's saying hallelujah right there. For God, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. That was 106 or 111? 106. 111 verse 1. I know I read that already, but let me read it again. Or refer to it again. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah! I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Is that the way you praise the Lord? Do you truly think about this for your own self now? This is for an individual thought inside you. When you come to church, do you praise the Lord from the inside out? Is it from way down inside of who you are, from the deepest part of your human being? From way down inside, do you give that unto the Lord and give him praise? Do you really mean it? Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, my whole heart. Amen. In the assembly of the upright, we should praise the Lord together right here. Amen. When we come to church, it's a place to praise ye the Lord. Psalm 117 and verse number 1. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Man, it don't matter the color of your skin or where you came from or where you were or what you did. Praise ye the Lord. Everybody. The scripture is talking to everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 147, verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. It's good for us to praise the Lord. Amen. When I lift up Jesus, guess what? My spirit gets lifted up unto him. I'm giving myself in praise unto God. I'm acknowledging that I belong to him. I am his, and he is mine. Amen. He is my God. Amen. Psalm 150 and verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. When we praise the Lord, do you know that worship, praising God, is contagious? When you are sitting around people that are wholeheartedly with everything that is within them, they are giving themselves unto praising God. When everything that is in me and all that I am worshiping the Lord, what I'm doing, I'm doing what I should. I'm doing as God intends for me to do. I'm doing what I came to church for. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But when I'm doing that unto God, the person next to me is encouraged to praise that person, the Lord. We're helping other people to worship God also. On the vice side of that, if I'm not praising the Lord, oh, I got to check my, I might get a text message. Put your phone away. Sure hope my phone don't ring. I think I forgot to shut it off, but anybody who knows me, don't call me at this time on Sunday morning. Nobody here, call me. If we are distracted, if we are paying attention to other stuff, if we're listening to the words that somebody else is saying instead of our focus on being on God, then we are keeping that other person from praising the Lord. We're going against what God intended for us to come here for. We're going against the purpose, the reason for our even coming to church. The reason we're coming to church is to praise ye the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalm 117 in verse number 2. His merciful kindness is great toward us. Anybody believe that? God's been merciful to me. Amen. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Psalm 146 in verse number 10. Over and over in Scripture it says this. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 150. Verse number 6. Get this now. Let everything that hath breath. Hold on. Pause just a moment. Go like this. Yeah, everybody in here has got breath. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye. Go like this. Praise ye the Lord. Point up to heaven. Give God some praise. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Praise the name of Jesus. He's the Most High God. He's the Holy One. He's the all in all. He is the mighty God. Hallelujah. Now, we pointed out in Scripture, we practiced it already, but someone still could have the question, why praise God? Why preach an entire message about giving God our hallelujah? Well, the Word of God tells us why. Exclamation point. It's not a question. He expressly tells us to praise Him. It shouldn't be a question if we're going to praise God when we get to church. The reason why you come to church, I hope, is to praise ye the Lord. The Word of God tells us God inhabits or God dwells in the praises of Israel. That's His people. God hears praise. I tell you, God hears us when we praise Him. And God also delivers the worshiper from their troubles. Amen. God is able to deliver you. I know that there's people right now, there's people here under the sound of my voice that need direction from God. They need God's favor to be upon their life. Amen. You may need it in your finances or in your home or in your relationship or in your children or in your situation or in your body or in your flesh or in your mind or all the above. Maybe everything. You need God to help you. Well, praise ye the Lord, and you'll find out that when you lift up God and give Him praise, God lifts you up. God lifts up and delivers the worshiper out of their troubles. Get this now. This is true. When we start worshiping God, God shows up. Amen. I've heard it many, many times. Oh man, we can feel the presence of the Lord in your church. Well, it's because people are worshiping God. And when people worship God, God shows up. God is living in the praises of His people. God dwells in the midst of that place of people worshiping God. When two or three worship, He is in the midst of them. Amen. He's right there. In the midst of those people worshiping God. Man, you might could get yourself, and it might not be something bad that you did either. Paul and Silas, they got themselves in trouble with the law because they were preaching Jesus. In fact, there was persecution against the church, but they kept preaching Jesus and they kept getting in trouble. Paul and Silas ended up in prison. And while in prison, they were praising the Lord. At midnight, shackles, chains, holding them in that cell. At midnight, they began to sing praises unto God. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah. You get the message. You get the. I'm not. That's why I'm not the singer. But I. It's coming from way down deep inside. God likes it when I praise Him. I can feel God when I praise Him. Amen. You're not singing for the other people anyway. Go ahead and worship the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Well, when Paul and Silas began at midnight to praise the Lord, they were singing and worshiping God with their shackles in the lower dungeon in the jail prison. God sent an earthquake. And all of their bands, all those steel shackles, they opened up and fell off. All their bands were loosed. Earthquake. All the prison doors went open. I'll tell you what, God has a way of delivering you out of no way. It doesn't look like you don't know how it is that God is going to deliver you. Tell you what, it's not always required that you know the way. God knows what he's going to do and how he's going to deliver you. Amen. God knows about it already. Praise ye the Lord. When Israel was surrounded, they sent out singers to praise the Lord. It don't make a lick of sense. If you're about to fight the battle, you're going to send a band out to be the first in line? Well, God did. He sent the worshipers out. And when Israel began to sing and to praise the Lord, God set an ambushment against their enemies, and God delivered them the battle. When we praise, the joy of the Lord comes unto us. The joy and strength of the Lord is endued within us. Now, I've been living for God for quite some time now. I received the Holy Ghost when I was 12. I'm 64 now, soon to be 65. I've seen many, I want to say more than hundreds, probably even thousands of people receive the Holy Ghost in my time living for God. Over and over and over again, many, many, many times here in this church, at our district events and other places and great conferences, at different places at different times, from 12 to 64, all the way along that whole path, I've seen people receive the Holy Ghost. God's not changing his plan. God's not changing his purpose. God is the same yesterday. He's the same right now. He's going to be the same again tomorrow. God's not changing. A whole bunch of people have received the Holy Ghost in this church, including most of the people in here today have received the Holy Ghost. In our fellowship, I've heard a great crowds of people, 100,000 plus people in a single service there worshiping God. In the Philippines, I've heard of 60,000 people receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost in a single service. 10s of thousands of Buddhists have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. And Muslims are receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Denominational churches, Catholics, Presbyterians, Baptists, and Methodists. I'm telling you, God wants everybody to praise the Lord. God wants to give everybody the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's not exclusive unto you and me. Now, there is something common in all these cases, I'm talking millions of times across the globe and through the ages, millions upon millions that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They received it while, someone say while, they received the gift of the Holy Ghost while they were praising God. While, I remember just recently, somebody just started, I mean, they might have been praying at the altar for 5 minutes. And when they began to yell, I mean, at the top of their voice, Hallelujah! I mean, just red-faced and screaming to the top of their ability. They began to speak in other tongues. Worshiping God with everything that is within them. It's a key. God is not a side note for a few here and there. God wants every one of us to praise ye the Lord. And when we praise God, God shows up. All of them. Everybody that has ever, when you received the gift of the Holy Ghost, when you were filled with the Spirit of God, you were praising the Lord. I was. You were too. Every one of us. In essence, we might have been using other words, or you might have been yelling, Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. It's a very special expression. It's reserved for praise unto Jesus the Christ, the Almighty God. Musicians, come on, I'm closing. This little example. I only got one grandkid in here, but I got others. Here and other places. God bless me with 13 grandkids. I cannot express. It'd be impossible for me to put in words what I feel for my grandchildren. I would give my life for my grandchildren. I would do anything it takes to see that they are safe. To the very best of my ability. I would do anything that I am able to do to protect them, to help them, to be a blessing unto them. It's kind of a fun little game, but it's more than a fun little game. I'll see my grandkid coming, and I'll tell him, I love you. And then the next grandkid says, oh, he got you. It's a race to see who can say, I love you first. But I want to express my love to my grandchildren. It's more than a routine. It's an expression. You see, I want my grandchildren to know that I love them. I don't want them to have any doubt. Oh, does Grandpa love me? They are going to know. They are going to know that Grandpa loves them. Amen. With everything that is within me, I will make sure that my grandchildren know that I love them. It's not a side note. It's a core of my love for them. I would try to do anything for them. If God made anything better than a grandkid, I don't know what it is. I don't know of anything on earth that has more meaning than a grandkid being spoken from a grandpa. Grandpa is by far the best job I have ever had. Love them, squeeze them, treat them good. When they get cranky, send them home. Oh, well. Now, if we could learn from our children or from our grandchildren that this is a sample of our relationship with God. God loves you to the point that he gave himself for you. I get a little sample picture of the love of God when I see it in my own family. You know, we are the family of God. We are his children. Amen. If all adults could be as wise as children and grandchildren are, we would approach him with a hallelujah. You got to be pretty quick to say I love you before the grandkid does. You got to be quick, or they're going to get you. They're going to say it first. But if you are keeping score, I'm trying to stay ahead. I try to say it first. You know what? God loves you. But you can try to say it first. You can lift up your hands and say, praise the Lord. Someone say it with me. Praise the Lord. Boom! There he is. He's paying attention. You've got his attention right now. When we praise the Lord, God is listening. God is inhabiting the praises of his people. God is here right now. God is here right now to protect you. He's here to heal you, to deliver you, to bless you, to pour out his spirit upon you. God sets the captives free. He shuts the mouths of lions. He delivers the captives. It's all right there for you. Why don't we together? Why don't we close this service and gather around the front of the church here? And why don't we come and just spend a few moments together? The singers will sing and the musicians will play. And we're going to worship the Lord together. Praise ye the Lord. Why don't we use our time for what we came for? This is the purpose of why we came to church. Would you lift your hands right now and give God praise? Would you lift up his name right now? Worship ye the Lord. Worship Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Me up this morning, yeah, my cup is overflowing. You have blessed me and I know it, so I owe you my praise. You're the author of my story, and I thought that it was over, but your mercy kept me going.